four poles.
That's it. That's what.
And the hay is put in the middle.
Put down in it, and you see if you pack it good and tight. You pack it down as tight, you can get it down in there. And then you put your tarpaulin in up on the top of them poles. Cause you see your hay go from the top of that pole. And then you've got room to bring, you see you've got a hole in each corner of that tarpaulin, and you can tie a rope into it and anchor it down so that the wind won't get under it.
Oh.
And going up so easy.
I see. And when you first cut the hay, what do you do it with?
A mowing machine.
Okay. And do you have any names for small piles of hay right up in the field?
Yeah, windrows. They windrow it for the balers.
That's a
hay shocks.
And
shocks of hay.
Is there any designation? What size is it?
No, huh?
Is it usually a standard size?
No, huh? Just how big you want it.
But it's usually about what?
No, it's round. Let's see. I'll put them up myself. I guess I'm about 5 or 6 feet through them.
And one of them is called a what?
We call it a haystack, not a haystack, but a hay shock, a shock of hay.
And aren't there a certain number of shocks to a sheave?
Yeah, there'd be so many stacks of it to for a whole sheave, or I imagine that sheave would be the same thing as a stack.
Oh, the stack would be, okay. But is there usually a set number, like 12 or something? Okay.
I never have heard of it if there was.
Okay. Where do you usually keep cows?
You have a cow barn. I mean, that's a regular use of the word of it for just cows. You have a cow barn where you keep them. Stalls.
What would you call a place where you keep horses?
Well, they have a barn. They have stock. Or you keep you have stalls where you keep horses. The same as you do where you have cows. Only the cows is just a long place, especially for a dairy barn, where you bed them down overnight. But a horse is there in a much bigger place than where the cows are, because a cow don't need so much room where you do that. They can't lay down. Of course, a horse is, Jimmy likes to have enough room, he can turn around in if he wants to, and walk around in there, because his legs get so tired. Standing so much, and you take the main thing if they have to use hay is a cattle is on account of concrete floor. You see, they use straw and stuff to bed them down overnight. They lay down in that straw, and then that keeps them off that hard floor so much.
Oh, I see. But now, if you didn't have a cement floor, then what? You could
they could be laying on that whole concrete floor.
I see. Okay. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
Yeah, we'd have what we call sheds on outside the barn, on the side of the barn. We'd have a shed.
Any other term for a place like that?
Well, we had one where we call it the milking stall, where we took the cow, put a cow in the milker, and then turn it back out into her regular stall, and where she's going to spend the night.
Have you ever heard the term milk gap? Is that a place where you pin them when they're being milked?
I don't know whether I've ever heard of that word or not. Of course, I wouldn't say that it's not being used, but I don't remember ever hearing the gap, milk gap.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's probably used in some places.
What do you